This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
73 degrees and mostly cloudy in Chapel Hill Carborough, 71 in Hillsborough. A little bit of light rain in the eastern part of town right now, and we've got a larger band of rain that's just off to our north and west, a narrow band of rain that's currently over Cedar Grove, Burlington, heading towards Mebane, Hillsborough, and will be affecting us later on this morning. Highs in the lower 80s today, good chance of rain all day. 6:07 is the time. I am not Ron Stutz. I'm Aaron Keck, filling in for Ron for a couple more days. Ron will be back in this chair at this time next week. Former North Carolina State Senator Ellie Kinnaird says she has a person in mind for who to fill her seat, but she's not naming any names. After announcing her resignation earlier this week, Kinnaird spoke yesterday with WCHL's Rand Northam about her vision for the next senator and her plans for the voter ID project that's going to take up her time after she leaves office. Here is part of their conversation.
I'm energized because I've had such a response to the voter ID project. And we really are, I'm so excited to find people that are really eager saying, how can I help? And it really shows you, I think, the real alarm and the engagement that has happened because of this last legislature.
Well, I do want to talk more about that. First, I've got to ask, and I know that that is your goal now, is to look forward to that. But one thing is to fill that seat, too. Do you have a name, or are there names that you want to see in that seat coming up?
What I'd like to see for the immediate time is someone who can fill in without any break in continuity. And that would be, I hope, someone who's been in the legislature. And especially they need to know constituent services. People think that what we do in Raleigh on the floor in our committees is the majority of our time, but really at least half of our time is constituent services. And you need someone who's really knowledgeable and experienced in that aspect of filling an office, as well as threading in to the actual session. And, of course, it looks like we're going to have a veto override session. So I want Orange County's and Chatham County's voice in there as quickly as possible. They're working on the procedure, and we hope it will be filled this week.
So no names specifically that you're throwing out yet, I guess.
Well, I have one person in mind, but I think I probably will not say it right now. Because there are a lot of people, of course, in January who want to file.
Sure.
But right now, as I say, the immediate need is to get that office filled. Right now, my legislative assistant has agreed to stay on for a couple more weeks, and she's answering the phone, Senate District 23 office.
Wow.
And all she can do is just say, you know, the office is vacant now, but perhaps I can send you to the right department if you have something that we can help you with here in the legislative offices, or rather the administrative offices like Health and Human Services or Revenue Department and that sort of thing.
So that resignation has officially been accepted now?
It has been accepted as of yesterday, and we had quite an interesting time trying to find out to whom we resigned. First I thought it was the governor, and then I thought the pro tem and whatnot. It turns out it's the principal clerk of the legislature, and we took that in. But, of course, we gave letters, copies of that to everybody, to the governor. Interesting, I took it over to the governor's office, and instead of anybody, they sent an assistant out. They just took the letter, and that was that, and I never heard from him.
Gotcha. Well, so, you know, now that's an interesting process. I want to talk about the process of filling it, too. Are you confident in the process that is set up? But extra vote. There's no a special vote that takes place. Are you confident that the process that is in place will find the right person? Obviously, there's a committee that meets and discusses, and people can apply for that position. But are you confident in that process that it will find the right person?
Yes, and it took some doing to find that one, too. There are two people from Orange County and two people from Chatham County. But, of course, Orange County, it's weighted.
Right.
And so Orange County has lots more. And obviously, if the two people agree from Orange County, that will be the candidate. But those two people in Chatham County were a little uncertain because one of the people has resigned. So they're calling a special executive committee meeting of their Democratic Party in Chatham to fill that. Actually, I was on it years ago, had no idea what it did. But you may recall there's a very recent, well, it's not recent, it's 17 years ago. Verla Insko was appointed. She took Ann Barnes' place, and she was appointed with that committee. And again, she applied. I don't know how many other people did. And before that, Howard Lee, way back when, filled one from, and we had a woman in mind from Chatham County, but Howard got that. So I think the process is good. The people will present themselves and show what their qualifications are. As I said, my one choice is always to have someone with experience who can just move right in.
That was Ellie Kinnaird, former state senator, North Carolina District 23, speaking yesterday with Rand Northam. We'll be playing the full interview over the course of the morning news this morning, but you can hear the full interview right now by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. Turning to other news now, as the date for Orange County Manager Frank Clifton's resignation approaches, Barry Jacobs, chair of the county commissioners, says the board hopes to have a permanent county manager in place by late winter. But the search to find the next manager, if a consulting firm is used, can be an expensive process, costing upwards of $20,000. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the latest.
Jacobs says the board plans to hire an interim director within the next 2 weeks if things go according to plan. He wouldn't specify if the board is promoting someone from within or bringing in an outside hire.
So that should at least get us through the period while we're searching with minimal disruption. So I feel confident that we can do this in an expeditious manner, but without having to feel the pressure to change regimes too quickly.
Clifton, who announced in June that he would step down on September 29th, was hired as the interim county manager in 2009 and was found through the Association of County Commissioners. He then applied for the permanent position but had to go through the process of reapplying and competing with other applicants found through a consulting firm, the Mercer Group. The firm was used in the past two county manager searches in 2009 and in 2006 when Laura Blackman was hired following John Link's retirement after almost two decades of service, according to Donna Baker, clerk to the Board of County Commissioners. Baker says the cost of using the Mercer Group in 2009 cost somewhere between $20,000 and $25,000. Jacob says using a consulting firm is a hefty cost, but can be worth it to find the best candidates.
So with me personally spending it, I would say it's very expensive. If it's the county spending $20,000 out of a $180 million budget, it's surprisingly inexpensive.
The Mercer Group was also used for the county attorney search in 2009. Jacob says Nicole Clark, the county's human resources director, solicited a number of firms for bids and has narrowed it down to five firms.
We have solicited proposals from consulting firms, and hopefully before the end of September we'll have somebody in place to begin working with us to flesh out the parameters of the search.
Jacob says it is too early in the process which firms the county is considering at this point. He adds that once the interim director is in place, should they decide to apply for the permanent position, they will have to compete against other candidates found through the consulting firm. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the search continues as well for the next superintendent of the Orange County School System. Donna Coffey is the chair of the Board of Education. She said Dr. Del Burns was named as the interim superintendent in July.
We needed to give ourselves enough time to get qualified applicants in and go through all of the resumes and look at them and choose who we wanted to interview.
Burns served as the superintendent for the Wake County Public School System from 2006 to 2010. Coffey says Burns will remain in the position until a permanent hire is found.
Our original schedule calls for us to name a superintendent in September, and we started the process in late July and are working through that right now.
Former Orange County School Superintendent Patrick Rhodes retired officially on June 30th. He held the position since 2007 and also worked as a school teacher and administrator in North Carolina for 30 years. 6:16 is the time here at WCHL. We've got to take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll have traffic and weather together. Coming up after that, the David Letterman Top 10 list. Stay tuned after the break. Traffic and weather.
The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is seeking volunteers and donations for Project Connect. This is a free event that provides essential services to those who otherwise could not afford them. Volunteers can greet guests and assist with the event setup and breakdown. Project Connect will be on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center at 216 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call 919-245-2496.
Announcing Chapel Hill's newest eatery, Carolina 1663. Carolina 1663 serves contemporary Southern cuisine featuring old favorites with a modern approach. You'll love the farm-to-table locally sourced produce, dairy, and meats, and be sure to top it all off with one of our innovative desserts, 100% house-made. Carolina 1663, located next to the Sheraton Chapel Hill just off of Fordham Boulevard. Enjoy breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the full bar lounge at Carolina 1663, contemporary Southern cuisine.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Getting your dream car comes at a very affordable price this month. As low as 0.9% financing is available on many certified pre-owned BMWs this month. And BMW will also make your first two payments on select certified models. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape, Nashville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
Select models for BMW incentives. See dealer for details. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
6:18 here at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report, first one of the morning, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast and guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers, good to go. Right now, traffic, not surprisingly, looking pretty good out there on the roads. 15501 Fordham Boulevard, NC54, all moving smoothly in all directions through Chapel Hill, Carrboro. I-40 looking good as well, east and westbound from Hillsboro to Raleigh, and nothing to report up in Durham either. 15501 and the Durham Freeway both looking good. Not much traffic on the roads right now as we're well before rush hour, but as the morning goes on, there will be more traffic. So if you see anything that we're not reporting throughout the morning news, give us a call in the newsroom and let us know what's going on. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can send us a tweet at WCHL and be a WCHL Road Warrior that way. Moving along to your weather report, this one brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. It's all at Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 72 degrees and cloudy right now in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 71 degrees in Hillsboro. Right now, Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro are dry, but we are sort of in the eye of the storm, as it were. There's a band of light rain that's off to our east, our north, and our west. It's just sort of encircling us here in the southern part of Orange County. Nothing too severe, just a narrow band of light rain that's curving around southern Orange County for the moment. So Saxon-Bahaw, Burlington, Mebane, Cedar Grove, and parts of Durham getting a little bit of light rain right now. And expect to see some of that here in our neck of the woods in a little while. We'll have mostly cloudy skies throughout the day. Showers likely in the morning. Could see a thunder shower later on this morning and a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon as well. 70% chance of rain, highs in the lower 80s. Overnight lows down around 70 tonight with a 50% chance of rain. And then Thursday and Friday, tomorrow and Friday, will end the week with partly cloudy skies, 30 to 40% chance of afternoon rain both days. Otherwise, pretty decent, highs in the upper 80s. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 60s. And a nice weekend in store, partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Nice weather continuing into the beginning of next week as well. 6:21 is the time. Time now for David Letterman's Top 10 List.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Top 10 List. flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard-of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Top 10 signs now your cable company is evil. Number 10, every cooking show stars Paula Deen. Number 9, cable box emits unpleasant petroleum odor. Number 8, you're charged 50 cents each time you change channels. Number 7, cable box remote control requires 16D batteries. Number 6, it's run by the Amish Mafia. Number 5, employees refer to customers as marks. Number 4, 1 in 4 service calls results in strangulation by coaxial cable. Number 3, even when you subscribe to it, Playboy Channel still scrambled. Number 2, shows the butler, but not Lee Daniels the butler. And the number 1 sign your cable company is evil, offers pay-per-view movie of cable guy having sex with your wife.
Don't forget to join Dave tonight when his scheduled guests will be Tina Fey and Valerie June. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated.
Top 10 list today, courtesy of David Letterman. Moving right along to WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Carolina Ophthalmology. Tar Heel baseball team has hired former UNC catcher and 2009 MLB draft pick Mark Fleury as an undergraduate assistant for the 2013-2014 school year. Carolina baseball coach Mike Fox made the announcement yesterday. In his junior season at UNC, Fleury had a .309 batting average with 12 home runs and 60 RBIs. Cincinnati Reds picked him in the 4th round of the 2009 draft. Fox says he's excited about the new addition to his staff and says he thinks it's impressive that Fleury wants to come back and finish out his degree. In soccer news, 3 Tar Heels are up for the title of best college soccer player in the 2013 season. 2 Carolina women, Kelia Ojai and Crystal Dunn, named candidates for the prestigious Herman Trophy by the Missouri Athletic Club. Dunn looking to grab the honor for the 2nd year in the row, having received the award at the close of the Tar Heels national championship season. As for the men, junior Boyd Okwunnu has been tabbed as the one to watch this campaign. Last year, he was a standout defender for a Carolina unit that surrendered a mere 7 goals all season. The Mack Herman Trophy is the highest individual award in college soccer, given annually to 1 male and 1 female athlete. The winners will be announced in January at a trophy presentation in St. Louis. 6:25, time now for the Osgood File.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Charles Osgood. There are still lots of people looking for jobs out there, and a survey shows that when they do find one,
a significant number of workers may be leaving money on the table when they join a company.
That's Jennifer Grass of CareerBuilder, the firm that did the survey. Why would anybody accept less money than they could get?
Almost half of workers say they typically will accept the first offer that's given to them when they're applying for a job.
How do you know they could have gotten more?
At the same time, you have almost the same amount of employers saying that they are willing to and actually expect to negotiate salaries for initial job offers.
What does that tell you?
If you're jumping on that first offer that comes in, you may not be getting that full potential of what that employer is willing to pay you.
More valuable advice after this.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Career Builder surveyed 3,000 American workers and more than 2,000 hiring managers to find out whether it pays to negotiate. There is a pattern, says Jennifer Grass.
You will typically see workers who are more seasoned, have more experience in the workforce. I think when you look at where there's a hesitance, part of that could be attributed to inexperience in the workforce where the worker assumes that the first offer is the final offer. So with age comes wisdom, and with experience comes wisdom, and you see more of those experienced workers negotiating for a higher salary. Also, you'll see workers that are in higher skilled positions, in-demand positions, that will negotiate a little bit harder.
The pay is not the only subject open to discussion these days.
Some of the things that employers say that they would be willing to offer would be things like flexible schedules, telecommuting options where you can work from home once or twice a week, more vacation time.
Speak up. Don't be shy. You won't get everything you want, but it doesn't hurt to try. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at Best Tile.
This is Stacy Chapman at the Print Shop in University Mall. It's time for our annual back-to-school dry mounting sale. Don't miss out on 20% off all dry mounting now through Labor Day. With our massive selection of fine art prints and these great dry mounting savings, we can help you spruce up your dorm room, apartment, or house in no time. Take advantage of our dry mounting on the spot while you wait and save money while you're at it. So hurry on in. Sale ends Labor Day. The Print Shop, for over 40 years, your art print and framing store in University Mall.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from the North Carolina Therapeutic Riding Center. It's half off, $20 for admission to their food truck rodeo event, available now for $10. It's a Rocking Horse Roundup food truck benefit. Come out on Thursday, August 22nd to support the NC Therapeutic Riding Center, located in Orange County. Enjoy live music donated by Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, and cold beer on tap from Carolina Brewery. It's half off from NC Therapeutic Riding Center. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:29 is the time. Time now for another look at weather. This one brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Still 72 degrees, still cloudy in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 71 degrees in Hillsboro. We've got that light, that narrow band of light rain that's circling around the southern part of Orange County. Kind of weird looking on the radar, but Saginaw, Mebane, Cedar Grove, and northern Durham getting a little bit of rain. Hillsboro and Chapel Hill, Carrboro, for the most part, remaining dry at the moment. That will probably change. We'll get some light rain later on this morning. Possible thunder showers later on this morning and into the afternoon and evening. Off and on rain for the better part of the day. Highs in the lower 80s today, 70% chance of rain all day. Overnight lows down around 70 tonight, with that chance of rain gradually diminishing. Tomorrow and Friday we'll have partly sunny skies with a slight chance of a late afternoon rain, 30 to 40% chance of rain both days. Highs both days in the upper 80s. Overnight lows in the lower and the mid to upper 60s. And then a beautiful weekend in store, partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday as well. Throw that in there with highs in the lower to mid 80s. 6:31, time now for CBS.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
going home.
People are completely ecstatic to go home, even if their yards were completely damaged and their neighborhoods weren't very recognizable.
Ronwin Nickel, Information Officer, Blaine County, Idaho. Evacuation orders lifted for people driven out of their homes by the massive wildfire there. It's now more than 30% contained. Here's CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
Fire crews here at Baker Creek are keeping a watchful eye on unburned forest to my right. To my left, the forest has already been hit by flame. And the concern is these gusty winds will toss an ember off into an area that has not seen fire.
Lucy Bond is with the U.S. Forest Service.
Still a lot of smoke, still a lot of heat, some unburned fuel. So the fight's not over yet, but they've certainly made some great strides, and that's a huge success story.
The cost of fighting dozens of western wildfires, a growing drain on government resources, now pushing past $1 billion. CBS News Update. I'm Jim Taylor.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
6:32 is the time here on this Wednesday morning. Again, 72 degrees and dry right now in Chapel Hill Carborough, but we will get some light rain later on this morning, possible thunder showers in the later morning and afternoon hours, so keep your umbrellas handy throughout the day. I am Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning and will be for the rest of this week. Ron Stutz will be back in this chair come Monday, so it will be all right. And our top story this week is the resignation of State Senator Ellie Kinnaird. That was announced on Monday afternoon. Still dealing with the fallout and still looking for the replacement. That process is already ongoing. Ellie Kinnaird says she has a person in mind for who to fill her seat, but she's not naming any names. You heard that portion of her conversation yesterday with Rand Northam earlier on this hour. All through the morning news today, we'll be playing that conversation in pieces. Now we bring you part two of this six-part conversation between Rand Northam and now former State Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
Are you concerned at all that the correct candidate won't file for the position because of the state legislature and the state that the legislature is in right now? As you know, it's been an uphill battle for Democrats right now. Are you all at all concerned that the correct person won't file and won't want to take that position right now?
We have many people who are, I think, probably ready to. And so I don't worry about that. And what we need, we've got to have a voice that reflects Orange County and Chatham County. And I feel that there are many people, strong people, who can do that. And so I feel I have confidence in it, and I'm eager to get, as I say, somebody in place right away. But I think that will happen.
And what are the implications of your resignation? Was it a statement too to say, you know, this is the legislature is in a state that is not going well? I know you're very frustrated with the legislature right now. So was that a statement that you made as well?
It was a statement, and of course the thing that pushed me over was the voter ID, and I had been meeting previous to that with folks about this very project, and then I realized it was going to take time to really make this change in the state. Interesting, there are three populations that are affected, African-American, and I've been meeting with African-American leaders here, and then, of course, low-income people who might not drive a car. But most affected, I think, is going to be our students for two reasons. Now, I'm very pleased. I went to the Elections Board meeting this afternoon, and they did not say that they were going to do what Watauga County did. But I think that's something that we are very concerned over. But what's really serious about it is that lots of students are getting carried away with their grades and worrying about exams and papers, and they're not paying much attention, and all of a sudden the election is upon them. Well, in the past, they simply went to vote and registered at the same time. That is no longer there. And, of course, the other thing is the 16- and 17-year-olds can't pre-register so that they're ready at 18. But the most serious of all, in my mind, is that if you show up in the wrong precinct, your vote doesn't count. Now, in the past, they could fill out a provisional ballot, and that would be counted. This means it does not count if you show up in the wrong place. And that's going to really affect students, and I'm very, very concerned over that.
So explain a little bit about, I've seen some about Watauga County, and I'm a graduate of Appalachian State, so this is quite concerning to me.
Yes.
Because I can't imagine this happening while I was there. But explain a little bit more about what they're doing now, pretty much removing the voting options for students on campus, right?
That's correct. And, of course, it's not just students, it's faculty and staff, and they combine it all into one, as I understand it, 9,000 persons, registered voters, site. And think of what's going to happen with 9,000 people. So that is a very serious concern. They did it apparently also at Winston-Salem State. Now, the student at Elizabeth City who tried to file for the city council, I think that's so clearly unconstitutional, they'll win that one. But these other two are gone, and we are not going to get those back in the near future, because once the election occurs and the governor's party is the one in charge, two election board members are of that party. And, of course, now in every election board, two are Republicans and one is Democrat. Wonderful group here. We just went to their – and they're bipartisan, nonpartisan, community-oriented, and that's what they want to do, is make the election go smoothly and really represent the best of what can be. And I'm very proud of them.
That was former North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird speaking with Rand Northam yesterday, the day after announcing her resignation from the state Senate after 17 years in office. You can hear the full interview right now by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. But again, stay tuned to the morning news throughout this morning. We'll be playing that interview in pieces for the next couple of hours as well. In other state-level electoral news, U.S. Representative Virginia Fox, Republican, announced yesterday that she will not be running for re-election in the Republican U.S. Senate primary. Public Policy Polling's Tom Jensen says with Fox out of the mix, the Republican nomination to run against Kay Hagan is even more up for grabs than it was before. Jensen says PPP consistently found in their monthly polls that Fox was the top choice for Republicans to challenge Hagan. Here's what Jensen had to say.
I think the key number on our last poll is that 40% of Republican voters didn't know who they wanted their nominee to be. And with Virginia Fox, who was at the top of the heap, now not running, I could see that even being up to 50% of Republicans not knowing who they want when we do our September poll. So I think it's really wide open, and there's a lot of room for more candidates to get in this race.
Jensen says a recent survey showed 18% of Republicans said that Fox would be their top choice for candidate, compared to just 9% for both North Carolina Senate leader Phil Berger and Jim Kane, and 8% for House Speaker Tom Tillis. Of those who have already announced their candidacy, Jensen says a sleeper may be Greg Brannon, a Kerry gynecologist with political roots in the Tea Party movement. Jensen says Brannon has support from the Ron Paul types, direct quote. Jensen says voters have mixed feelings about Hagan, with 42% approving and 41% disapproving, so she is potentially vulnerable in 2014.
Even though you see Kay Hagan with pretty substantial leads over all these Republicans at this point, they do have a chance to make this a closer race as they become better known in the state over the next year and 3 months.
Hagan was first elected back in 2008, defeating then-incumbent Republican Elizabeth Dole in a very close general election. In Pittsburgh, Preston Development Incorporated is planning a new project, a big one, called Chatham Park. The new project would be a long process taking 30 to 40 years, but could bring many new aspects to the town, like medical facilities, parks, trails, houses, and businesses. Quite a few new residents, possibly, as well. Here's consulting planner for Chatham Park, Philip Culpepper, explaining.
We will be a part of Pittsburgh. We've already annexed portions of the property into Pittsburgh. We consider Pittsburgh, its historic downtown, and the people of Pittsburgh an integral part of what we're trying to do.
Several developments in Chatham County, like Briar Chapel, Powell Place, and Westmore, have already tried to blend business with housing. Culpepper says they have a different plan to bring in business and that they won't focus on retail like the other developments have.
We're looking at more of a broader range of not only retail, but medical facilities, light industries, office parks, things like that. So it's a much broader range, and we've already seen the demand. We anticipate building a medical office facility here very shortly.
currently Preston has several projects ranging across the state. Culpepper says Pittsburgh seems like the next big area for the Triangle, hence the interest in that town. Culpepper has worked with Pittsburgh commissioners for the past 8 years on planning the project, has faced almost no opposition. A few people, though, have complained that the town will have to provide the infrastructure for the development. One of the owners of Preston, Tim Smith, said that won't be a problem because the company is planning on building the entire infrastructure themselves, possibly giving it over to the town in the future.
We're not asking the citizens to pay for anything. We're going to pay for our own water lines, our own sewer, our own sewer plants, and we're going to generate enough tax revenue to go back to pay for anything that the town would require, you know, to give us like fire, police, and all that. So we're paying for everything. This project will not cost a citizen of Pittsburgh 1 cent, not 1 cent.
Currently, Preston Development owns 7,120 acres of land for the development. They could add more before the project is done. Again, it is a decades-long endeavor. More on Chatham Park on our website, chapelboro.com. Check out the story there. 6:41 is the time here at WCHL Studios. We've got the commentators and Tar Heel trivia coming up after this break. You're listening to the morning news.
For years, the brokers at Weaver Street Realty were known as the Muddy Boots Land Team. They still call themselves that. They can read surveys. They know septics. They know wells. Whether it's an in-town lot or a 100-acre tract, they will put on their muddy boots and walk land with you through an unmatched level of expertise and service. The Weaver Street team has earned customers for life through repeat business and referrals. They listen with compassion and act with confidence. Stop by on Main Street in Carrboro or check them out at WeaverStreetRealty.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with Performance Subaru 70. I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru. Never before have we sold 70 new Subarus in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. There's a lot to love about Subaru, the safety and reliability. And right now, you can get it all for a great deal, like a 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for $194 per month. That's a brand new Subaru for $194 per month. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. If we sell 70 Subarus this month, every person who bought will be automatically entered to a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington and the use of a Subaru to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance Subaru 70, your opportunity to win.
Stock number D4057 EAA. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing includes $650 lease cash and excludes tax tag and $549 dock fee. Zero security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com. The Subaru A Lot to Love event now through September 3rd. Performance Subaru is a Hendrick team member.
Today and tomorrow in Chapel Hill, a now annual event to provide school supplies to Chapel Hill Carver City school teachers. It's the East Chapel Hill Rotary Teacher Supply Store. 514 teachers will have the opportunity today and tomorrow to take a $75 voucher through the teacher supply store. Beginning at 2 o'clock today, running until 6 p.m., and then again 2 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Teacher supply store has been open since January 2008. Nearly 2,000 teachers have participated in it. First day of classes for Chapel Hill Carver City Schools is Monday.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. As the high school and youth football seasons begin, players will be colliding at the line of scrimmage and tackling with forces that are literally brain scrambling and bone rattling. Given the growing evidence of the long-term harm of concussions, all the adults involved in the game, coaches, parents, boards of education, trainers, and doctors, should pause to ponder the ethics of what amounts to an experiment. Even with increasingly sophisticated diagnostic scans and other technologies, the fact is that we still know little about how these brain-scrambling collisions actually do their harm. We do know, however, with growing alarm, that over the long term, some number of concussions, is it 2, 5, 10, nobody yet knows, are associated with catastrophic outcomes. Suicides, early dementia, and other evidence of brain damage should prompt us to ask about what amounts to this massive experiment. While some programs are underway to try to change some of the techniques in football to perhaps lessen the risk of head trauma, the fact remains that hundreds of thousands of boys are playing football, most of them without the possible benefits of these programs. These boys are unwitting participants in what is basically an experiment, as cases continue to mount and are studied in increasingly sophisticated ways. In most medical experiments, however, there are rigorous standards to inform participants of the risks and benefits, the requirement of informed consent, and procedures to monitor the outcomes. Not so in youth football. As the lights glow on Friday nights in Chapel Hill and Carborough this fall, as the crowds cheer, we should be asking whether it is ethical to permit these risks of head injury to be taking place on the gridiron. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Landon Lassiter had an impressive freshman season for Carolina baseball in 2013. Lassiter finished the year batting .358 with a home run, 28 runs driven in, and an impressive .491 on base percentage. In total, Lassiter had 92 hits on the year, the fourth most for a Tar Heel rookie in the history of the program. Can you name the three players who had more hits in their freshman season than Landon Lassiter did this past season? That bit of Tar Heel trivia will be answered after this commercial break. What would your child do if your smoke detector sounded in the middle of the night? Young children are at the greatest risk in house fires because they often try to hide under a bed or in a closet. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent urges you to join their fire safety program, Operation Edith. Plan and practice an exit drill in the home. It could save your child's life.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Freshman Landon Lassiter finished the 2013 season with 92 hits, the fourth most ever for a Tar Heel rookie. So who had more? Adam Greenberg had 98 hits in 2000 on his way to a .386 average that year. Brian Roberts had 102 hits in 1997, a season in which he tied the Carolina single-season batting average record of .427. And Dustin Ackley holds the all-time Tar Heel record for hits in a season with his 119 in his freshman year of 2007.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
At 6:49 is the time. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with your traffic report, here is WCHL's Rachel Nash. Good morning.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time on NC 54, 15501 or the Durham Freeway, but if you do see anything throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-9678-363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moving right along to your weather report, this one brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. It's all Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 6:50 is the time. Right now, we are looking at 72 degrees as our temperature in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 71 degrees in Hillsboro. It is cloudy out there, and we've got a little bit of light rain just off to our west. Hillsboro now getting a little patch of light rain as well as Cedar Grove, Mebane, Saxavahaw. That's all moving east gradually, so expect Chapel Hill, Carrboro to get it soon. 70% chance of rain off and on throughout the day. Thundershowers possible later this morning and into the afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 80s. Overnight lows down around 70 tonight with a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies. And then Thursday and Friday will have partly sunny skies both days with a 30 to 40% chance of a late afternoon rain. Otherwise nice with highs in the upper 80s. Beautiful weekend in store though, partly to mostly sunny skies on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll have highs in the lower to mid 80s. That's going to be the story on Monday and Tuesday as well. So a nice start to the work week next week, too. 6:51 is the time. We've got your celebrity and local birthdays, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz coming up after this.
Time for school means time for school sports to begin. If your child needs a sports physical to play, UNC Family Medicine is here for you. UNC Family Medicine can get you in and out quickly so your young athlete can get back to the field. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC teams and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. Make your appointment now at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge and no reservations to attend. For more information, visit carolinainn.com.
Time now for local and celebrity birthdays, brought to you, as always, by the UPS Store in Menomont and Fordham Boulevard. Happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, Wednesday, August 21st, you share it with actor-director Melvin Van Peebles, 81 years old today. Singer Kenny Rogers, one of my favorites, 75. Actress Kim Cattrall, 57 years old. Actress Carrie Ann Moss of Matrix fame, 43. And Olympic gold medal sprinter Usain Bolt, 27 years old today. They share birthdays with Amanda Parrish, Cindy Lee, Christina Spear, Fred Akashi, former WCHL employee, in fact, Holly Johnson, Steve Pickett, Michelle Johnson, Carrboro Alderman, happy birthday to you, James Trier, Andy Kalang, Kathy Mack, Mary Colley, Janice Tyler, Nancy Gong, Joy Bride, Yun Zhao, and Stacey Nobles. And our local celebrity winner of today, Amanda Parrish. Happy birthday to you, Amanda. You've received a $10 gift card to the UPS store, courtesy of the UPS store. Happy birthday to you and to all of our local Chapelboro insiders sharing birthdays today. Time now for Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz. He's not in the studio right now, but through the magic of radio, here is Ron Stutz.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz at WCHL. Always my pleasure to bring him on. He has played on stages all across the country and back all over the world.
And Ron's hoping there's one waiting outside to take me back home.
And today he is here, Freddie Kiger.
Thank you so much.
The trivia question.
Yes.
And presumably the answer as well.
We just make them up as we go.
Yeah, well.
You're the one good?
Yeah, I don't have any idea what you're going to say when you come in here day
to day. Nope, it's all a part of the incredible security that we have wrapped around the trivia question.
Yeah.
I mean, usually your armed guards are walking me in and out of the building.
Yeah, sort of like the Brinks truck when he drives up here every day.
Exactly.
Or Wells Fargo or whatever.
Yeah.
What kind of question you got today?
Famous ad-libs.
Oh, okay.
Famous ad-libs.
This ought to be fun.
Okay, you ready, folks?
See if I can ad-lib an answer.
Yeah. If Arnold Schwarzenegger, as the Terminator, uttered,
I'll be back.
Then in what movie did a female customer in a diner quip, I'll have what she's having?
I remember it well. One of my favorite scenes ever.
Oh, my gosh. If Arnold Schwarzenegger, as the Terminator, uttered, I'll be back, then in what movie did a female customer at a diner quip, I'll have what she's having?
That was one of the funniest scenes. And the interesting thing is, bonus question here, who was the person who uttered that line?
Yes.
Yeah. That's, I mean, in real life. So.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
She's somebody's mother, you know, who said that.
Oh, well, you have to enlighten me, maybe.
Okay. All right.
Okay. But in the meantime, call us,
919-929-WCHL. If you can answer the question, you can swap trivia prize with one of our previous winners and also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers where you are.
So good to go.
Yeah. Call right now. Call.
He scored! Big news for Canes fans. Diamonds Direct Crabtree has been selected as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. Hey, it's John Forslund, play-by-play voice of the Canes. Very excited to make this announcement. Our staff, coaches, and players join me in inviting you to celebrate this fantastic new partnership with the Triangle's premier jewelry destination. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is the obvious choice for this honor. No other jewelry store even comes close in diamond selection, quality, or value. Anyone getting engaged in the Triangle knows Diamonds Direct dominates the bridal jewelry market. But it's more than just business. Diamonds Direct Crabtree is a great corporate citizen. They're always helping out area charities and getting involved in worthy causes. At the Hurricanes, we partner with quality companies and quality people, and that's why Diamonds Direct Crabtree was chosen. So join me in celebrating as we welcome Diamonds Direct Crabtree as the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes on Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Performance BMW in Chapel Hill is breaking records this month with the Performance BMW 150. I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW. Never before have we sold 150 BMWs in 1 month, and we want to blow that threshold away. Lease the 2013 BMW 320i for $319 per month. That's luxury and ultimate driving for $319 per month, delivered with the performance promise. Wow! Follow our progress on Facebook and Twitter. We sell 150 BMWs this month. Every person who bought this month will be automatically entered into a drawing for a weekend escape to Asheville or Wilmington, and the use of a BMW to enjoy for the weekend. Wow! The Performance BMW 150, your opportunity to win.
B3899, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3687 due at signing. Includes $500 loyalty cash and excludes tax tag and 549 dock fee based on MSRP of 36875 and selling price of 34250. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS. Date delivery before 8/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com, where sales and service specials abound. Performance BMW is a Hendrick team member. BMW is the ultimate driving machine, 2013 Center of Excellence and volume leader.
Rob Reiner's mother.
Oh, was that Rob Reiner's mother?
Who said that?
That's excellent.
Yeah, I'll have what she's having.
That is so excellent.
And, of course, in the...
In the movie, of course, it's Meg Ryan.
It's Meg Ryan.
And Billy Crystal. Yeah. And she was faking an orgasm.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
At the diner table, and that's Rob Reiner's mother. That's cool.
Once in a while, you hear that audio played on the Stephanie Miller Show. Seriously, I heard it
the
other day.
I'll have what she's having. When Harry Met Sally.
Like one of those, too. Thank
you. Yeah, 1989, Rob Reiner directed movie. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Meg Ryan, Billy Crystal.
Funny movie.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah, really was. And some sad moments in there, too.
Of course, you know. But as really, is love in general. There are ups and downs.
Exactly right.
Yes.
And it kind of takes you back to, you know, college days. And,
yeah.
And, you know, your life can take so many different turns.
Yes, it can.
And they were just kind of, as far as I'm concerned, Harry and Sally were destined to be together from the very beginning. They just were too dumb to realize it.
Well, there's a lot of couples who could say that as well.
I know. Exactly.
And there are some couples maybe who are too dumb to
appreciate it.
Figure it out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, hey, thank you very much for bringing back a great movie memory.
It is my pleasure.
Love that movie.
Yeah, it was fun. See you, buddy. See you tomorrow.
And congratulations to Nancy Sidlowski of Chapel Hill. Got the answer correct, so she's got a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Got a lot of calls in today. A lot of people had the right answer, but Nancy Sidlowski had it first, so congratulations to her. One final very quick look at your weather reports. It is currently 72 degrees in Chapel Hill Carborough, 71 in Hillsboro. Lightly raining in Hillsboro, just mostly cloudy in Chapel Hill Carborough. Expect to see 70% chance of rain throughout the rest of the day with highs in the lower 80s. Overnight lows around 70. And tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, 40% chance of afternoon rain.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the